Say amen and glory to our excellent God. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
Nazareth. In my many assignments, I don't believe I've ever been sent here before. Such a small, unassuming place, even by their standards. And yet I know my assignment here is the most important one I've ever had. We knew this planet was special when the Master made it. So beautiful it took our breath away, and all the different creatures. But none so unusual as this creature called human, made so much like him. Even made like us, only made of dust. And so much at the same time like our fallen brothers, the demons, so proud, so petty, so self-centered. My fallen brothers will be judged one day, so will many of these humans. But not all of them. The Master has been doing something here, in this place, in this land, for a long time. I and others with me have long desired to know what he's been doing. But the Master keeps putting us off. He keeps saying, "Oh, you'll find out in good time." Well, maybe today is a good time. I just can't believe. Well, I can believe, but I just can't get my mind around this message that I've been sent to bring. There she is. Mary, a virgin, so young. I've looked all through her records. I've gone through her entire genealogy back to Adam. I've reviewed her very brief life so far. I simply can't find anything that special about her. Parents of average means and average accomplishments. Engaged to a man of average means and average accomplishments. Average health. Child of Abraham, of course, and David, though she has no royal claim. Well, I note that her fiancé Joseph does have such a claim. That's interesting. She seems nice enough. Definitely pious. Record says she's talented at laundry. I can't see any reason why I've been sent to her specifically. She is like so many other young people. She thinks about family. She thinks about romance. She has her own opinions about politics and religion. She enjoys being with her friends. She has a good relationship with her parents. But I can't see anything that special about her. Well, I'm just the messenger. "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Oh, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." You see, that's just it. That's just it. I don't understand. God's favor, God's grace is so precious for these creatures of dust. It's everything. It's their life. How does the Master decide who he will give it to? He gave it to Adam and he tossed it aside. To Job, who almost deserved it, but he was such a whiner. To Noah, and he had a drinking problem. To Abraham, who couldn't stand up to his wife, and then couldn't stand up to her. To Moses, who almost didn't want it at all. To David, who had blood on his hands. To Solomon, who couldn't keep his hands to himself. I keep looking for some exceptional, some extraordinary goodness in these people he chooses to be gracious to. I can't find it. Sometimes Sometimes it seems like the master is just kind of playing a game with us. What do all these people have in common? And I can't guess. Still, it's his grace, his decision. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Joshua. Joshua, that's a good, sturdy Israelite name. Savior, deliverer, and they need a savior. And this child's going to be more than any other Joshua. He's going to be an amazing savior. He'll rule this whole place one day, even the entire earth. Well, I suppose they'll probably be using the Greek pronunciation, Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
How will this be, since I am a virgin?
Oh, boy. I've heard that question before. Just a few months ago, when I visited Zechariah to announce his son, another unusual birth, as I recall, because of his age. Not as unusual as this one, though. But a special birth of a special prophet, John. Zechariah has such a good record, too. I expected better of him. I'd been sent to him right there in the temple, just as he was praying next to the altar of incense. He knew very well who I was. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to him with a message. The message, yes, it was amazing that he'd have a child, but I'm amazing too. I'm Gabriel. It's not as if this is the first time such a grace has been known. A priest of Israel ought to know his own history. What about Abraham? He was older. He had the gall to question me.
How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man. My wife is well along in years.
What more did he need but me standing before him declaring it was so? Imagine questioning the power of God as if anything that the Maker decrees is impossible for him. I might have gotten a little carried away silencing his voice the way I did, but that's clearly in my job description. And when the baby's born and he gives him the name I told him to give him, he'll get his voice back. He's a faithful man after all. But now this Mary asks the same thing. How will this be? Is she questioning God's power too? Does she think God's salvation is impossible? Wait a minute. What does she say? Wait a minute. She didn't say exactly the same thing. She said, how shall these things be since I'm a virgin? Maybe she's not questioning God at all. Maybe she's just confused. Maybe she wonders how this is going to be accomplished and if she's being asked to do anything. All right, I'll explain it to her. And then I'm going to see if she responds like Zechariah did when I told him about Elizabeth. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God.
I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
Oh, what a wonderful answer. Truly remarkable. No hesitation at all, only faith. Zechariah will come around in time, but he stumbled a bit. She didn't stumble at all. Even though so much more is being asked of her than Zechariah. I mean, she's going to have to bear the child. And I'm certain she thinks that it will probably mean the end of her engagement. Oh, that must hurt. I'm going to have to pay a visit to Joseph and make sure that this young servant of the master does not lose her husband. Even so, she's going to be branded as a sinner by the entire community. And I don't have the authority to explain it to all of them. In spite of all that, she responds so instantly with faith. 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 That's what they all have in common. Every single one that I've seen who has received grace has been imperfect. Some strengths, but weaknesses too. Not a single one impressive enough, worthy enough to deserve the favor of my master, who is perfect and who is magnificent. He deserves simple, wholehearted obedience and love that none of these people seem capable of giving him. The one thing they have all had in common was faith. Sometimes, as with Zechariah, weak and stumbling. Sometimes, as with this young, unassuming girl, strong, joyful. Of course, faith. If the master is determined to bless any of these people with his favor, he can't link it to their obedience. He can't link it to their goodness or their purity or their souls. None of them would ever qualify. But he could link it to their faith. There's no merit in faith. It earns nothing. But it's something he can use. He can inspire with them and link his favor to. I can feel the master smiling. I guessed it, didn't I? Faith. Oh, the blessing of God be upon you, Mary of Nazareth. Many have had faith before you, but you were the first to focus faith on this child. I wonder if you truly know yet who it is. In my mind, I can already see his face. In many ways, he's going to look like you. But I've also seen his father's face. And in a way that I just can't quite explain, he will have his father's eyes.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm and scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever.